Good morning. Skies have cleared out overnight behind showers and thunderstorms which marched through parts of the area last evening, some with torrential downpours. As that system moves off to the east, we'll have a developing northwest wind flow today, and that's going to drive down humidity levels. To go along with plenty of sunshine, we'll have temperatures climbing back through the 70s and into the lower to mid-80s for afternoon highs, but it will be much more comfortable, especially with dew points in the 50s along with that northwest breeze. Mostly clear tonight with high pressure building in, another comfortable night with lows back into the 50s. This will set us up for a beautiful day tomorrow with high pressure overhead, less wind, but still plenty of sunshine and comfortable humidity with highs reaching to just about 80. More sunshine on Thursday morning, but with a south-southeasterly wind flow developing, a little more moisture in the air later in the day, producing some cloud cover by late afternoon. Still, it will be dry through Thursday with high temperatures in the lower 80s. The next front will make an approach during the day on Friday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible, otherwise mostly cloudy, with highs staying in the middle to upper 70s. Behind that front, we'll have a dry start to the weekend on Saturday, mostly sunny near 80. At this point, we'll track the next system toward us. It will arrive sometime during Sunday or Monday, so we'll put the chance of a shower or thunderstorm in for both days right now, with high temperatures staying in the 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms from the southern plains through the Mississippi Valley and Gulf Coast. With dew points in the 60s to near 70, the potential will exist for the atmosphere to once again become moderately to strongly unstable over western and southwestern Texas, as well as farther east through central and southeastern Texas, where rich low-level moisture resides. Moderate instability is also likely northward into Oklahoma. Effective bulk shear over much of this region will remain weak, but with somewhat stronger vertical shear over southwestern and southern Texas, where a belt of slightly stronger winds reside, thunderstorms will likely redevelop. Some of the storms may pose a risk for damaging wind gusts and large hail. And the National Hurricane Center is monitoring post-tropical cyclone Bonnie. The center of Bonnie is located 29 miles south of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. The maximum winds are all the way down to just 15 miles per hour, but rainfall continues to be a risk. Additional rainfall totals of 1 to 2 inches with isolated amounts of 3 inches are possible across northeastern South Carolina, eastern North Carolina, and far southeast Virginia through Thursday. These rains will continue to enhance the threat for flash flooding, particularly in regions where already saturated grounds exist from previous heavy rainfall. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 45 degrees with a west wind at 39 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 18 degrees. In Albany on the hour, beautiful sunshine and 60 degrees, the dew point 55, 84% relative humidity, a west wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.95 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 106 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 24 at Leadville and Antero Reservoir, both in Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, increasing sunshine with highs in the lower 80s, Boston increasing sun in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 84 degrees, the low 65. The average temperature, 75, that's 13 degrees above normal. 61 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, 2.43 inches, which is 1.05 inches below normal. And 10.76 inches for the year, which is 3.89 inches of liquid precipitation below normal. There were 10 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 67. That's 45 above normal. And 69 for the year, which is 43 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 74 degrees. The average low, 52. The record high, 92, set in 2013 and in 1937. And the record low, 34, in 1961. Sunrise this morning was at 5:20 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:26 p.m. 15 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and breezy today with lower humidity and highs near 80. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with lower humidity and highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and breezy today with lower humidity, highs near 80. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and breezy today, lower humidity with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and breezy today with lower humidity and highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, more sunshine, comfortably warm near 80. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds Thursday, lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms Friday in the middle to upper 70s. Back to sunshine on Saturday and low humidity near 80 degrees. And Sunday and Monday, the risk for showers and thunderstorms, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.